Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, You Are Not a Grasshopper, You're a Giant Slayer.
Speak the Word.
We really are. We are not grasshoppers. And you know, if you're wondering what a grasshopper is, grasshopper, I could have titled this a grasshopper's mentality. You know, because a lot of people have a grasshopper's mentality, you know. They always see the problem or something bigger than what God is, you know. They always make that bigger than Him instead of the other way around. Numbers 13, 1 through 2 in the English Standard Version, it says, The Lord spoke to Moses and said, Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to the people of Israel. He says, From each tribe of their fathers, He said, You shall send a man, one chief among them. And I want you to think about that, who He picked out. In other words, the Lord instructed Moses to send out leaders, men that were supposed to have wisdom and have more knowledge than the average person. In other words, they were supposed to be someone that really had it all together. And according to verse 17, Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, Go up to Negev and go up into the hill country. Moses gave them instructions to check out the land to see if the people are strong. He wanted to find out if the people are there are going to be strong, he's going to be weak, you know, whether there's a lot of them or there's just a few. He wants to know if the land is good or bad. And he also wanted to know if the cities where they dwelled were camps or strongholds. So he wanted all this information. And he told them to be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land back. And it just so happened that it happened to be the season for the first ripe grapes. As a matter of fact, I was going to bring some grapes tonight, but I couldn't get any big enough. I thought, well, you know, just even a big bunch, you know, is not very big, but we don't have any. It's going to take two men to carry. But it says, And they came to the valley, they spied out the land, and they came to the valley of Eshcol, and they cut down there a branch with a single cluster of grapes, and they carried it on a pole between two of them. Think about that. You know, sometimes we read over scriptures and we don't really give a lot of thought to it. But you know, that really requires a lot of thought when we can think about the grapes that we have, even the largest of clusters. They had clusters, it took two men to carry them. That was some blessed land. And it said they also brought back some pomegranates and some figs. And according to verse 25, it said the spies came to Moses and Aaron and all to the congregation of the people of Israel. They brought back word to them and all the congregation and showed them the fruit. And he told them the land flowed with milk and honey, and this is the fruit, you know, he said that we have. He said all the men except Joshua and Caleb said they couldn't go up because the people were too big and were too strong for them. Saints, this is a grasshopper mentality, as I was saying. It means seeing the problem bigger and God's promises smaller is really what it means. However, Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, Let's go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it. You know, I don't know of anything that God will give us to do that we're not well able to accomplish. We might not think we can accomplish, but we are well able to accomplish it. According to verse 33 in the Amplified Bible, it said, The other spies said, There we saw the Nephilims, or the giants, the sons of Anak, who come from the giants. And he says, And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. I want you to think about this, saints. The spies saw themselves as grasshoppers first, before the giants and Nephilims saw them as grasshoppers. They didn't see them as grasshoppers first. They saw themselves that way. Most of the time, people don't see you the way you think they do. You have that thing inside of you, you know, that self-image of yourself is not what you think other people see you. You think other people are seeing you one way, and actually, most of the time, people are seeing you better than what you see yourself. You know, and this, in this case, the giants weren't even thinking about it. You know, we can all learn a big lesson about going with the majority. The majority can lead you astray. You know, we know here that we had 12 spies, and only 2 out of the 10 thought that they could overcome the situation. And then when they brought in front of the congregation, all the congregation agreed that they couldn't do it either. So only 2. So I think, you know, if you want to hang out with anybody, hang out with the 2. Amen. You know, the ones that's thinking like God, you know, they can do it, you know, the overcomers, you know. Don't hang out with the crowd. Don't forget that the majority is not always right. Is that not what most Christians are doing today? We're allowing a few men and women that don't know who they are to rule us and take over our children, forcing the states to bow to their every wish. They even have drag queens reading to our impressionable babies, easily influenced, and the rest of the men of God that are trying to stop it. Our government continues to pass laws allowing abortions. Our late President Ronald Reagan made this statement. He said, "Everyone who is for abortion has already been born." Yeah. Think about that. Let that sink in. All those people that are voting for abortion have already been born. They've already had their day. Aren't you glad that your mother decided to keep you? I am. And my mother could, I mean, she had 13. And it wasn't that easy back then. And sometimes it's not easy now, depending on the birth. But now, would you not give your own child that same privilege to be born and healthy and live the life that God has planned for them? Think about that. Saints, I know that we are to love our neighbors, but I do not believe that God means for us to stand still and let these things take place and let Satan run all over us. We have been given authority and power to put Satan under our feet. But you know, there are many things that we can do without violence. However, according to Matthew 11, verse 12 in the New King James, it says, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." It says in the Easy Read Version, it puts it this way: "Since John the Baptist came until now, God's kingdom has been going forward strongly, and people have been trying to take control of it by force." And this is what they've been trying to do, is take control of our country by force. Or I should say, Satan has been influencing the people to take all of our Christians out. Their goal is to eliminate us. But there's enough of us. There's only a handful of men and women that don't know who they are. But we know who we are. You know, and if a small group of men and women can do the damage that they have done over the last few years, do that, there's much more. There's many more of us. There's more of us. As Elijah said and told of his servant, he said, when he went out and all the people, all the chariots were camped around, you know, with all the angels. And he said, there's more of us than there are with them. Amen. And we need to remember, brothers and sisters, there are more of us than there are them. We just haven't been making any noise. We just been sitting complacent and letting them run over us. But we need to not do that. We got to wake up. Friends, you're not a grasshopper. According to God's view of you, he sees you as giants, warriors, and as more than conquerors, according to Romans 8:37. You are conquerors of the darkness of this world, according to Ephesians 2:6. You have been raised up with Christ Jesus and seated at the right hand of Jesus, far above the principalities and the darkness of this world. In Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." So it's up to you what you think on. You know, there are many things in this world that we do not have control of. But one thing we do have control of is what we think on and what we look at. We do have control of that. Remember, if you think of yourself as a grasshopper, powerless, you will not be able to take the giants. And there's giants out there. We must be alert at all times.
speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joe, and I want to let you know again just how special you are and how much you mean to me and this ministry. And I want to thank you, too, for your continued support. It means so much to me, saints. And I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that what you do for the Lord is because of your love for Him. You don't have to do things to gain God's love, for you already have His love. And saints, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with Speak the Word Ministry. If you're being blessed or fed by this ministry, I pray you will consider sowing into this ministry. Also remember, if you'd like to have one of my CDs and you don't have the funds for it, it doesn't matter. You just call me and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. Remember, too, that you can go over to my website, joanneramsey.com, and you can download any of my prayers or messages free of charge. The main thing is, I don't want you to ever be without God's Word, okay? Praise God. And remember, saints, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.